And liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the lowlands of Indiana. We do miss those great Rocky Mountains, USA, but the good people of Indiana are really welcoming us here with open arms, and so we're doing the best we can, and they're doing the best we can to welcome us here. And so we're going to continue to do as much of the Lord's work as we can while we're here, while my wife is going through her cancer treatment here. And that's what we're going to do tonight, folks. Yesterday, last night, was a very important program that we did, because as I told you yesterday, that a lot of police officers and soldiers contact us all the time, and we do communicate about things like we talked about yesterday, and that is this great conspiracy that has so many of our people in this nation and the people in other nations just enraptured, you might say, enraptured, quite a word there. We're going to talk about that tonight. But and that is brainwashed into believing that all's fine in the world, and God's on his throne and in his heaven, and everything's going to be just fine. And we talked about yesterday the various conspiracies that we know so well over many, many decades. We've kind of patted ourselves on the back to understand the educational conspiracy, the political conspiracy, the monetary conspiracy, and so on. And also mentioned that the number one conspiracy that Lucifer is so concerned about is brainwashing and controlling the people into entering into his world conspiracy religion, the one world religion, okay? And so following on that topic tonight, we've invited Captain Darrell Eberhardt on with us tonight, who's a dear brother who you know because he's been on this program before. And we're just thrilled to have him on because he is the man, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, who impressed us so much some months ago with his very important treatise on the rapture, the pre-trib rapture. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I promised you last night that we're going to do the best we can tonight to prove to you that there is not going to be a pre-trib rapture, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Oh. Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, retired for some years now after spending my whole career in law enforcement. And then Daryl Eberhard, our brother who's on with us tonight, you may not know this or you may, but he served in the U.S. Army for Armed Forces for 20 years, which included 3 overseas assignments. He spent 11 and a half years in U.S. Air Force as an enlisted member, and then 8.5 years in the U.S. Army as a commissioned officer. And Daryl is a brother Christian who loves this republic and our U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the American people. And he is very committed to educating the public about the unfolding New World Order. And I love his motto. We have a motto here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. But Daryl's is this, and it's so right on target. A true patriot does not love his government. A true patriot loves his country and watches his government. Now, folks, this is what the Founding Fathers told us numerous times, that we should chain down the government with the Constitution. And over again, that we must watch our government, that it's very dangerous when you don't watch it and watch those in government. And so Brother Daryl and I and many law enforcement and military people realize that we took an oath to defend and protect the people of the United States, the Constitution, protect their rights and liberties. And we can't do that, folks, if we don't know how the enemy is coming at us in battle. And so people say, well, Jack, how come you're talking about the rapture? How come you're talking about this or that, religious things? That has no bearing on law enforcement or the military. Well, we beg to differ with you, because we have to know how the enemy is coming at us in this land in order to counter that. And law enforcement and military people for years have been very concerned about the enemy of God and liberty attacking our nation. That's why we're talking about these very crucial issues that we talked about last night and are going to talk about tonight. Now, I was always saying, Brother Darrell's on the line with us now, and I tell you what, after 25 years of studying and researching and investigation, I am so impressed by his writing. And I'm looking at his website right now, folks, and it's www.tacklingthetoughtopics.net. And he'll share that with you. We will share it with you numerous times during the program tonight. Now, I'm so impressed with one particular writing recently. I've been impressed with so many of them, one, Death by Government and Death by Church, which is a fantastic article, very sad article, but points out that the pre-trib rapture didn't happen for millions and millions and millions of Christians in the 20th century and here in the 21st century, too. The deaths are going on by the millions, and we're not being raptured. So, but then his report we're going to talk about tonight, Rapture Timing is Important, is one of the most critical pieces of work I think he's ever done, because he just flat hits the target on proving that the pre-trib rapture does not exist, and that those that believe in it, so many Christians that believe in it, are really causing themselves to step down from occupying this land as God told us to, against the enemies of God and liberty, and setting back awaiting the rapture, hoping to escape any persecution. With that said, let's bring on our dear brother, Captain Darrell Eberhard. Darrell, are you there?
Yes, sir, Jack, and I'm again honored to be your guest. And
well, we're honored, brother.
And you know something, Jack? You're right on target when you say that the New World Order tentacles go very deep. It's not just in education. It's not just in politics. It's not just in the government, where they're all predominant.
Yeah.
But it's also in religion, without any doubt. They run the ecumenical movement. They've infiltrated all the major denominations, and they're running stuff. So, again, Jack, anytime you have me on, I won't say anything until you let me tell the folks about Operation Vampire Killer 2000.
Okay, brother. Go
because
right.
It is so critical. It is so critical, because I really feel time's running out. We've got top military, retired military like Tommy Franks, and we've got the President of the United States all kind of preparing us, Jack, that we're going to go under martial law. They hate to do it, as Tommy Frank said.
Oh, they sure hate it.
He said he breaks his heart to have to tell us that the next major terrorist event or something, the Constitution will have to be trashed, and they'll have to put troops on the street. It's a terrible thing that he had to say.
Oh, yeah, he's brokenhearted, all
and
right.
And you know how they like to prepare us and to send messages ahead. So I don't think we have a lot of time. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know whether we have a year or 2 years. All I know is the table is set for martial law, and all it takes is when they make the decision to have the next big terrorist event, whether they orchestrate it or provoke it like they did with Pearl Harbor.
Yeah,
they're going to have it, Jack, and so we need to be busy. We need to be informing people, and the people we need to really reach, and that's the mission of Aid and Abet, and the mission that you had by putting out Operation Vampire Killer 2000, is to get that message that there are globalist elitists that want to trash America's national sovereignty, want to bring this country down, and that's the best way to reach those military personnel, to reach people that we don't like the term law enforcement, but it's used, our peace officers, and that we need to reach them with a book that, like Jack McLane's Operation Vampire Killer 2000, because I still say it's the very best primer or primer, like some folks like to say, on the New World Order. It's 8.5 and 11 inch format. It's an easy read. It's illustrated, but best of all, Jack has put a ton of quotations in there. Many by our founding fathers, but also some by the New World order elitists like Henry Kissinger. By the way, he had an interesting quote, and I don't have it on hand right now, Jack.
Yes.
But he said that military men are nothing but pawns, basically, to be used for foreign policy. In other words,
that's right.
They're just cannon fodder. And those kind of quotes are in this book, and it's got that message that is, it's constitutional issues. It's addressed to our police, National Guard, and active duty military personnel. It's a must read for them, but it's also a must read for all Americans. And it's the one book that on the New World Order that we absolutely have got to get into the hands of our police and military personnel, and we need to do it as quickly as possible, Jack. And
thank you so much, Daryl.
Also, and if folks aren't subscribers to your Aid and Abet Police and Military newsletter, they need to sign up for that. You just had a great one that you and A. Rick Dalton collaborated on the duties of the sheriff, a tremendous issue. And the newsletter, like OVK 2000, which is the abbreviation they use there, folks, for Operation Vampire Killer 2000, they deal with constitutional issues as well as the New World Order takeover. And so I just urge folks to get those materials, to subscribe. And also, Jack, you offer other materials like the Pocket Constitution. And if they want, you can get bulk prices on. And I remember a couple of times, Jack, I sent and got about 10 or 20 and gave them away to state
certainly.
Police
yes.
and local police. They can call your office at 208-935-7852 and get the bulk prices. Let me give you the phone number again. You'll get a very nice lady named Carol that answers
yes,
the phone there.
Right.
A very nice lady. 208-935-7852. And I'd urge folks to buy at least maybe 10 and get them out. Because almost everybody has relatives, Jack, that are at least a cousin or somebody that's in the military, may well be in Iraq or Afghanistan. And those are the people we need to get that message to.
Very true, brother. There's one out of two people in America today that has a relative or a friend in the military. So anybody you hand those publications to can get them in the hands of their loved ones or friends. And let me say this to listeners out there. We're going to rush through a very, very important issue, folks. I hope you'll have a pencil and paper. You're going to want to take some notes. And I also would ask you, please do not call tonight. Because we have a number of breaks to deal with, very important messages on those breaks, but we don't have enough time to finish this tonight, and I want Daryl to have as much time to get the facts out there on the table as much as possible for you tonight, folks. So get your pencils and papers and hold off on the calls if you don't mind, okay?
And
Daryl,
the reason,
please,
and the reason
brother,
for them
right
to,
ahead.
And right. the reasons for them to have that pen and pencil is we want to give them some books so they can do further research.
That's right.
That
Amen.
Is critical. Don't take Jack's word for anything. Don't take my word
That's
for anything.
That's right.
Do your own research. And there's people have risked their life to write some of the books that I mentioned in the back of my newsletters.
Very
so anyway,
true.
Uh-huh. And again, Jack, before we get in that subject, I've got to ask folks, keep Jack's wife, Angie, in your prayers for healing from the cancer and the Gulf War illness, immune system problems that she's had. And also, I know you got prayer warriors that listen, Jack. Prayer for Tex and Wanda Mars. They lost their daughter, Sharon, here very recently from cancer.
Yes, well, how sad. Just a few days ago, folks, Tex Mars and his wife lost their daughter. And so, yes, please do be in prayer for them. I can't think, Daryl, of anything worse you could go through than losing your child. Your children are supposed to outlive you. But
exactly,
that's
Jack.
That's very sad.
That is. And we're going to be using different abbreviations, so I'm just going to toss a few of them out. One is pre-trib, which, of course, stands for the pre-tribulation rapture. And the next one is post-trib, which stands for the post-tribulation rapture. I'll explain them both in a second. And then you have what they call a mid-trib. We're not really going to get into that because the first two are the two main or popular positions held right now. The mid-trib rapture, or some people call it a pre-rapture, stipulates that the church is here for part of the tribulation, but when things get really, 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 really bad, then they get raptured out or translated out. The pre-trib, of course, is a fairly new view, and what it says is that the church doesn't go. Well, we'll pick those up whenever we get back here, Jack,
okay,
from the
brother.
Break.
All right, yes. Okay, folks, get your pencils and papers at this time. These are important messages that are coming to you right now, but you also want to copy down information from our program this evening. We'll be right back now.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're going right back to Captain Darrell Eberhardt and realizing that our nation, Darrell, would not be in the position it's in today if in the early or late 1800s, early 1900s, Christians hadn't been taught to stand down because of two doctrines. One is misinterpretations of Romans 13, where we're supposed to obey everything evil government tells us to do because all evil governments of God. And number two, stand down because why fight? We're on the next flight. We're leaving here next week. What do we have to worry about? Don't you agree, Darrell?
Oh, certainly, Jack. I hate to put it this way, but it's kind of like a pleasant fantasy that appeals to our flesh that, hey, who wants to be tortured, you know, Jack?
And yes.
Who wants to be martyred? So we're that in that special group of Christians, especially in America, that in the end times, all those other Christians you mentioned, they had to go through torture and butchery, but not us. We're a special elite group. So how do you feel being a member of the special elite group, Jack, that's going to get air evacuated out of here when before things get bad? But it's kind of sad. It's a pleasant fantasy, but it's not true.
Yeah.
Back to those definitions. Pre-trib. The pre-tribulation rapture basically states that the church is not here for any of the tribulation, that the Lord comes back and on a secret return, a two-stage return, one's the rapture, and then they teach he takes his church up into heaven for a big feast, and then later he comes back in his revelation, but that the church is gone. It's evaporated off the earth and doesn't have to suffer anything. And then the next major view, which was the historical view for quite a while, is the post-trib. And the post-tribulation rapture view says that the church is here during the tribulation. That doesn't mean that God doesn't preserve, and he will preserve, a remnant of his church, but it doesn't mean that a whole lot of people are not going to get slaughtered, as they did in communist Russia, as they did in communist China. And as a matter of fact, Jack, I'm pretty sure that that's going to indeed be the case. And I'd like to read that wonderful quote by Corrie Ten Boom, a wonderful Christian lady, what she had to say, because she had talked to a Chinese bishop who had seen what happened when you teach the pre-trib. Here's what Corrie Ten Boom had to say. I have been in countries where the saints are already suffering terrible persecution. In Red China, she's talking about here, folks, in China, the Christians were told, don't worry, before the tribulation comes, you'll be translated, you'll be raptured. Then came a terrible persecution. Millions of Christians were tortured to death. Later, I heard a bishop from China say, sadly, we have failed. We should have made the people strong for persecution rather than telling them that Jesus would come first. Turning to me, he said, you still have time. Tell the people how to be strong in times of persecution, how to stand when tribulation comes, to stand and not faint. I feel I have a divine mandate to go and tell the people of this world that it is possible to be strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in training for the tribulation. I'll skip the last paragraph. The main point here, Jack, is that some missionaries taught pre-trib in Red China. And when they did, the people that they taught it to sat back, thought they were safe, stayed in their homes, and when the commies came for them, they butchered them and tortured them. There were some missionaries that taught the post-trib view. And guess what? Many of those Christians fled to the mountains and saved their lives.
They were saved, yes.
So that is a key point to keep in mind, folks. The history of it, as I alluded to just briefly, is that the post-trib was was almost exclusively the view of all of the early church fathers. You have to really twist their words on some of them that the pre-tribbers have tried to do to get them to preach anything close to pre-trib. So the post-tribulation view that the church would go through, I repeat, through the entire period of tribulation, was the overwhelming majority view from the early days of the church until at least the early 1800s. And surprisingly, Jack, there's still quite a few that believe in the post-trib, but they are not allowed to publish their materials amongst the big Christian book publishers.
That's right, yes.
Now, the
evil ones that have control of our country and most of the world today help promote the pre-trib rapture because it causes the Christians to stand down and not stand up as the prophets did against evil government and the disciples did against evil government. Jesus Christ did against evil government and our founders did. And so the enemies of God and liberty that have control of our government, Brother Darrell, love the pre-trib rapture teaching because Christians withdraw into their prayer closets and into the church and sing songs thinking that they're going to be out of here next week.
For sure. And, of course, the Left Behind series is a big money maker, selling books and actual movies that hit the theater houses. And they're teaching wrong doctrine that the Bible does not support. And, again, like you said, setting the people up to be ready when a whole bunch of people disappear. Jack, you know what? It's not going to be people disappearing up in the rapture. It's going to be the Antichrist forces slaughtering the Christians and the patriots and anyone that would dare stand against them.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people that believe in a pre-trib rapture are going to think, oh, they must have killed all of the bad people, these are bad people or something. But the rapture hasn't happened yet, so we don't really need to worry. So it's a problem,
true.
Jack.
Very true, yes.
Now, the pre-trib did not take off till approximately a little bit before the 1830s. It started to pick up in Scotland and England, and there was a... Sounds like we're coming on a break. And
we're coming up on a break again.
We'll tell them a little bit about this when we get back.
Yeah, hang on to that thought. We're going to talk to you about where the rapture doctrine came from, folks. And believe me, those great leaders of the faith hundreds of years ago did not preach it. It's only recently, so we'll be right back with more of the program and Captain Darrell Everhart. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Welcome back to the program, folks. We're back on with Brother Darrell Eberhardt. And Darrell, you just pick up the microphone and go, brother, because we've got a lot we need to get through here.
Right.
And we need to give them information about some of the very important scriptures that are misquoted today.
Right. And again, folks, please have your pencils handy because we're going to give you some books. And as Jack already alluded to, check out that website where my newsletter is. And please read, Rapture Timing is Important. If you printed it out, it'd be about 14 pages. And as Jack says, and I appreciate your kind comments, that he's pretty sure I did a fairly good job of reviewing the pre-trib rapture. And I used a lot of Bible examples, and I used a lot of Bible passages to show you clearly that the Bible does not teach a pre-tribulation rapture. It does teach a gathering up of the saints, but not before the tribulation. Just real quickly, Margaret MacDonald, she was a Scottish lassie who levitated. That ought to tell you something.
Yes,
and she had a vision about the pre-trib rapture. It passed on to a guy named Edward Irving and John Darby. It got very popular in England and probably around the 1830s, close to that. Before that, it had been seldom heard of, much less adhered to. And then all of a sudden, it gets translated over to the USA through a guy named Cyrus Scofield and his infamous Scofield Study Bible. If you get a book, there's a book out on Cyrus Scofield that's offered through Tex Mars Power Prophecy Ministry. This
isn't
guy was an embezzler.
Yeah, I think it was Canfield's work, isn't it? Excellent.
Yeah, and Scofield, like I said, he's a very interesting character. So this, and he had money coming from England, I think from Oxford or something, but these guys are always financed, very well financed, and you kind of wonder when that happens.
That's true.
So anyway, that's the brief history. When it did come to the USA, the post-trib was still the overwhelming majority view. It was that way in prophecy conferences, and it, all of a sudden in about the 1900s and that, the worm turned, as they say, and all of a sudden pre-trib got to be very popular. And, of course, then when Hal Lindsey, John Walvoord, Tim LaHaye, these guys all started putting out their books, of course, pre-trib took off like crazy in the United States. Jack, I'm going to go real quickly to a couple of the guys that switched, because that's the way we can tell them some of the books.
Very
true. The first guy is, and folks, I can't find hardly anybody that switched from the other direction, that was a post-trib believer, studied the Holy Bible a lot, and then said, oh, now I see the light, I want to become a pre-tribber. No, all my experience has been the other way, that a lot of people believe the pre-trib because, like me, Jack, and others, they read a lot of the books, or their pastors told them it was correct, and their pastors were trained, you know, at Dallas Theological Seminary,
right.
Excuse me,
yeah.
Slip of the tongue.
Cemetery.
But whenever they were, it just keeps getting passed down to the people, but it's not true. But anyway, G. Campbell Morgan, a lot of folks may not know him. He's been dead quite a while, but he was considered the greatest Christian scholar of his era. He taught the pre-trib for many years. He wrote a book about it, and he felt so bad after he got into the Bible. And this is the case of all these people, Jack. They did a lot of heavy-duty Bible study, and after he did, he felt so bad, he bought up the plates to his own book and destroyed them and started preaching the post-tribulation view that the church would go through.
Amazing character. Wow.
And then another very good man, I had heard him, Tex Mars interviewed him years ago. He's been dead for several years, for probably a decade or more, Pastor Dwight Kinman. If you can find this book, folks, it's out of print, but if you can get a used copy, it's called The World's Last Dictator. But he had taught the pre-trib view for almost 40 years, Jack, and again, he jumped into his Bible and said, hey, that's not true. And he, from that time on, including in this book, he preached the post-trib view. Jim Spillman had a very large church in California. He's evangelist, Bible scholar, pastor, author. He taught the pre-trib for many years. Same thing, went into his prayer closet. He studied only the Bible, he said, and he came to the conclusion that the Holy Bible clearly teaches the post-tribulational view. And then you have Pastor Butch Paugh, whom we both know, author,
yes,
host of Call to Decision broadcast. He believed and taught the pre-trib for many years. And then he got into the Bible, just specifically going for those verses that would have anything to do with a gathering, catching up of the saints, and he came to see that the pre-trib view is a totally false doctrine. And he has a website called decision.com. And you can let me give you also his toll-free number, because
okay,
he put out
yes,
a couple tapes. He has a couple audio tapes on the pre-trib rapture. And it's 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. And by the way, folks, I don't sell anything, and I don't get any kickbacks from any of this stuff. I just try to get good materials out to folks for a learning purpose.
You know, brother, maybe we're doing it wrong. You know, the glitter bugs on TV are multi-millionaires. So are we doing it wrong, brother?
Well,
I've been a volunteer at this work for 25 years.
Jack, you and I could be rich. We could be rich overnight if we sit down and write a novel telling about a pre-trib view where people are saved and sent out of here before anything happens.
Uh-huh.
We could be rich, Jack.
Be multimillionaires, yes.
Another guy is Pastor David Lankford, another talk host, broadcast host. He taught the pre-trib for many years. He put out an excellent book. I have it. It's called The Second Coming, A Second Look. And on the book that he has, on the back of it, it says, after weeks of fasting and prayer and diligent study of Scripture, Pastor Lankford's long-held belief about the second coming, of course, he believed the pre-trib, were changed. So he offers that book plus two very good audio tapes for $20 postpaid. That's a pretty good deal, folks. And his phone number, if you want to order that, you can call and get information on how to order it. It's 704-263-1946. 1945. That's 704-263-1945. He has a program called The Voice of Evangelism. The next guy is James Lloyd, and he publishes several periodicals. He's the broadcast host of the Apocalypse Chronicles. He believed the pre-trib rapture view for many years, and again, he got into his Bible, changed his mind, and he's written a book. Some people don't like the name of the title, but it's called The Rapture Cult, Dishonesty and Dispensationalism, where he does a pretty good job not only of refuting the pre-trib rapture, but he shows how many of the authors have plagiarized and twisted other people's words to try to get people to believe in a pre-trib rapture.
Right.
And that's only $6 post-paid. Now, he doesn't take credit cards, so you're going to have to send a check or money order made out to Christian Media and mail it to Box 448, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Box 448, Jacksonville, Oregon, O-R, 97530. And I'm going to give you his phone number, too, and the reason for that is he offers at least two to three of Dave McPherson's books. If you're interested on tracking the history of the pre-trib rapture, Dave McPherson is the expert on that. And that phone number is 541-899-8888. Again, 541-899-8888. Leave a message. They usually don't answer it. And give them your phone number, and they'll get back to you.
Very good, brother. Very good.
Yeah. Another one is I Want to Be Left Behind by Pastor Ron Falk.
I like that. I Want to Be Left Behind. I like that.
And it's a good book, and I have it. It's available through Proclaim Liberty Ministries. That's Pastor Rick Strawcutter. $12 postpaid. It's a pretty good-sized book for $12 postpaid, and you can get that via credit card by calling toll-free 888-820-2126. That's 888-820-2126. And you might check and see if they still have some copies of the book, First the Antichrist, by Dr. Robert H. Gundry. That's also a good book. And the final book I want to recommend to him, Jack, is a very nice lady named Lisa Ruby wrote this. It's called God's Wrath on Left Behind. And she rips apart the Left Behind series, shows how there's many unscriptural doctrines in it. It's available for $20 postpaid. You can get information on how to order it by going up to her website. She's got a Google website. By the way, folks, this lady's the one that posts my very religiously and politically incorrect, according to the globalist elite, newsletters up on a website, tacklingthetoughtopic.net.
Yes. Okay. Well, she's done a wonderful job, brother. Yeah.
And she's got courage, Jack, because not too many people want to touch the stuff that I write about. But
that's true. Yeah.
Her website is Liberty to the Captives, and that's to like the preposition, T-O, Liberty to the Captives, it's a plural, captives.net. And I think that's all the books I want to give him, Jack.
Okay, you have more in, folks, if you'll go to his website and you'll go to that very fantastic, well-documented article, Rapture Timing is Important. He's got so much more than that. So there is no way that he's wrong on these issues, folks, because if you'll just go stop paying a man to teach the Bible to you and go look in the Bible yourself, you'll see that he's right on target. Go right ahead, brother.
Okay, let's do some Bible verses as fast as we can.
Good.
I won't read them too quick, but 1 Thessalonians 4, chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. Of course, most people point to this for the rapture, but they don't give you the timing. For this we say unto you, and of course the Apostle Paul's writing this, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent, that's King James, Old English for precede. We're not going to precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise when?
First. That's right.
First. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Okay, so that and several other Bible passages give us the clear sequence. We're not going to precede the people in the resurrection. And again, Jack, that may be the main problem is a lot of folks don't understand there's two resurrections listed in the Bible, one for the just, one for the unjust. And again, the best thing to do, folks, is sit down with a concordance and look up all of the different references you can find to gathering together, catching up, because the word rapture is not in the Bible, and read several verses before, several verses after, so you can take the whole thing in context.
Brother Darrell, shouldn't you tell them, though, which Bible to use? Because some of these abomination Bibles, I call them, are atrocious. So
yeah.
Which Bible do you use?
The 1611 King James. And folks, it's not a matter of whose English is easier to read. The fact of the matter is, and Jack, I didn't believe this initially. I used to read other Bibles.
Right.
I sat down and I did hundreds and hundreds of hours of just comparing verses in the King James versus the NIV, the Revised Standard Version, the New Revised Standard Version, all of them. And what you end up finding out is some verses are taken out of the other ones. But here's the main thing that to keep in mind always is that what is the translation based on? And for the newer versions, they take about four or five corrupt manuscripts like the Vaticanus, the Sinaiticus, Aleph and B, that disagree amongst themselves about 20,000 times, and they use that for their translation, whereas the King James uses the Hebrew Masoretic text, which is the best one, the only one, the correct one, for translating the Old Testament, and they use the what they call the Textus Receptus for the Greek.
Right.
That's over 5,000 manuscripts, Jack.
For the New Testament, yes.
For the New Testament, that's over 5,000 manuscripts rather than the five corrupt ones that are used for the other one. So, and plus, the King James used a translation technique, and I was involved in this business, Jack. They used verbal equivalency. That means they translated it word for word, verbatim. What these new, not just the paraphrases, but all of the new ones, they use what they call dynamic equivalency. In other words, whatever the translator thinks that they might be trying to say, that's what they put down. So
that's right.
It's a you need to stick with the King James. And here's the next verse, 2 Thessalonians 2:1-4. Now we beseech you, brethren, again, this is Apostle Paul, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. There's their imminency.
Uh-huh.
Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, he's talking about the day of Christ, when he comes back, shall not come except there come a falling away, that's the Greek apostasia, which means an apostasy, first, and then, he's talking about, the word then isn't there, but, and the, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, which everyone agrees, Jack, is the Antichrist,
that's
who
true.
Opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And almost everyone I knew that was of a pre-trib persuasion says, oh, I'm not looking for the Antichrist. I'm looking for the Christ. I'll be gone before the Antichrist gets here.
Yeah, right.
That's not what this passage says. That passage says he's going to be revealed first.
That's right.
Here's another good one. John 17:15-20. This is the Lord Jesus Christ himself speaking. I pray not that thou shouldest, he's talking to his father, I pray not that thou shouldest take them, he's talking about his disciples, out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. By the way, that's only used, the keep from is used twice in the New Testament. They like to use, the pre-tribbers use this, kept from that hour, saying that they're not going to be, that they'll be raptured out before the hour of tribulation comes. And here you have the only other use of it, and Jesus Christ is praying to his father saying, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them safe, keep them from the evil. Neither pray I for these, again, talking about his disciples alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. He's talking about all the believers in the future that he's not praying. So I guess we've got Jesus Christ praying against the pre-trib rapture there.
Yes.
Then we've got Mark 13:24-27. But in those days, talking about the tribulation, just got done telling his disciples, like he did in Matthew also, of all the things that are going to come upon them. After that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see... Well, wait a second. Those events all sound like the events that happen in the tribulation, don't you, Jack?
That's right.
And he says, and then, shall, And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels and shall gather together his elect from the four winds. All of these verses, Jack, are giving us the sequence of events. And of course, the pre-tribbers try to tell us, oh, you just don't understand. He has a two-phased return. One is the rapture when he takes his church out 7 years, some say three and a half, before the Great Tribulation. And then they go up into heaven and have a big feast, and then they come back with him later, whenever he comes back to slay his enemies. That is not taught in the Bible. By the way, when Jesus Christ ascended to heaven and his disciples, this is in the book of Acts,
they're all
standing looking up, Jack. What did they say? Don't look up, you know, for him, for he'll come back in like manner.
Amen. Yes. Okay, brother. Wow. I tell you, we're just out of time almost. We're going to wrap it up when we get back. I have about 3-4 minutes left. Folks, get your pencils and papers if you haven't already. We're going to give out that address again and website. You need to have this information. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, folks, we're coming in hot. We're coming in back real fast because we only have a few minutes left. I just want to remind you over and over in the scriptures, folks, God tells us to get out and get on the field of battle against his enemies. Isaiah 62:6 says, I've set watchmen upon the walls, which shall never hold their peace, night or day. And I'll tell you, folks, this whole program tonight is to make you think and make you pray and make you study to realize that we're supposed to be out of the church, out of this, why fight, we're on the next flight routine, and we're supposed to be on the field of battle occupying this land until God returns. And so Daryl, if we're asking God to take his hand of judgment off this land to subjugate us under this Antichrist system because we have turned our backs on him, the best way to do that is to get out and do what God commanded us to do. Don't you agree, Daryl?
100%, Jack. We may not be able to stop God's judgment. We
yes.
probably won't, but we can delay it, possibly, if
well,
enough people get out. Ezekiel 22:30 said that God was looking for a man to stand in the gap for him. So that he wouldn't have to destroy the land. But he says, I didn't find any.
He didn't find any, yes. And, brother, I'll tell you, God could very well put off this day of calamity that's coming if God's people would rally and come back to him like in 2 Chronicles 7:14, and he could heal their land again. He would heal the land. So
certainly,
we have no reason not to do what God told us to do because we're going to stand before him one day. And God bless those that stand before him who have hidden away and hidden away awaiting a rapture and done nothing of what God told them to do. It'll be very, very sad.
So again, folks, please check out that website, tacklingthetoughtopics.net, and check out the rapture timing is important, I believe.
Yes,
rapture timing
yes.
is important is the net title of it. Two real quick verses, Jack. Matthew in chapter 13. Lord Jesus Christ says, let both, he's talking about the wheat and tares, grow together. The wheat, the good guys, folks, the tares, the bad guy, until the harvest. That's when his angels come back.
Mm-hmm.
Read the entire chapter, you'll see this. And in the time of the harvest, I, the Lord, will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares. The bad guys are getting together first. Bind them in bundles and burn
uh-huh.
them. He's not saying
he's
that the good guys
them out
get,
first.
Get taken out first. Then Luke 17, folks, read that, 34 through 37. I'm just going to give you one verse. Two men shall be in the field. Earlier, it talked about two women grinding. The one shall be taken and the other left. Pre-tribbers point to that and say, oh, there's the rapture. And they, his disciples, answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles or the vultures be gathered together.
That's
so
right.
So here we have these people being taken away, not in a rapture to go to heaven, but vultures are gathering around their bodies. Sounds sure sounds to be like they were taken away in judgment and killed. Jack, not
that's
the
right.
good guys taken away
yep.
first.
The first catch-up will be the evil ones to their judgment and their death. That's right. That's what the Bible says.
Christ is not coming back for his church until it goes through the tribulation. So we all need to be praying for each other. We need to be standing against the evil. Psalm 94:16 says, God, and God is saying this to all of us, who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
Amen.
Or
amen.
Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? That's what we need to do, Jack. We need to be men. We need to, Ephesians 5:11 says we're to have no fellowship with evil. We're to rebuke and expose it. And thank God we got people like you and Tex Mars and others that are out there exposing
it. And you, Brother Daryl. You, Brother Daryl. I just love you to death. My wife sends you her best. She loves you and appreciates your hard work to educate all of us. And thank you for your great research and documentation because we need to be able to prove these things, not just say them, and that's what you've done, brother. God bless you.
And thank you for having me on, Jack. You're a gracious host. God bless you.
We'll
and
have you on again, brother.
Take care.
All right. Lord bless you. Yes, folks, this is the time to realize the truth that we're supposed to occupy and have dominion over this land until God returns, not the devil. And we've withdrawn and let the devil take over. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, folks, I hope you appreciated the program tonight. This is so serious. But we can do a better job than what we're doing, and please God, we'll be back tomorrow, God willing. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.